Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
I think that if Mom and Papa Churio are around, they may have a celebratory beverage after the big celebration inside the clubhouse. The way it sounds. Exactly.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
News about your money this morning. The Federal Reserve meets again today and is expected to wrap its two-day conference by announcing a cut in the federal interest rate, the benchmark rate that affects all other lenders, car loans, building loans, lines of credit, perhaps most significantly mortgages. ABC's Elizabeth Schultz covers the economy for ABC News.
We have already seen, for example, mortgage rates come down from that high level of 8%. Now we're hovering closer to 6%. We've been talking to home buyers who have been eagerly awaiting this move from the Fed because it could signal that their monthly payments will finally be at least a little bit more affordable if mortgage rates keep going down from here on out.
And if you do the math, you know, you're borrowing hundreds of thousands of dollars maybe in a mortgage over 30 years at 8%. And if those mortgage rates ultimately fall to a 5%, that's huge.
That's
money.
Helpful. Yes.
Right. So homeowners may want to refinance. Schultz also did say, though, the Fed may be poised to continue lowering rates incrementally, so that this would just be the first in a series of cuts to come. How much, and is it enough right now? ABC's Jim Ryan.
It's widely expected the Fed will pull down the federal funds rate by 0.5%, which will make borrowing money less expensive. But the effect won't be immediate, and critics say the Fed has been too slow to take the plunge, leaving many would-be house hunters on the sidelines facing soaring home prices and sky-high interest rates.
Well, there's nothing they can do now about what they hadn't done before, right? So that's why a lot of folks are leaning toward that 0.5% as opposed to the 0.25%
right,
as the possibility. The rate now highest it's been in 20 years. And this would be the first rate lowering or adjustment to a lower level since COVID, since 2020. An announcement from the Fed expected at some point today.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Vince, I was super impressed when I played this for you and you knew what it was. What is this?
Yeah, that's the sound of champagne going back on ice.
Yeah. They're moving some of the bottles now. You're right. Yes, they're putting them back in on ice at the moment. The bottles are not being used because tough night for the crew. They fall to the Phillies 5-1. The offense fisticuffed by Zach Wheeler, who's just one of the aces of the league. The Phillies have a couple of them, by the way. Another one goes tonight. Wheeler goes 7 innings, giving up just one run, an RBI triple to Garrett Mitchell. Frankie Montas took the loss, but he pitched pretty well. 5 2/3, giving up two long balls, really his only two mistakes. One to Nick Castellanos, the other to one of the best players in the league.
And the pitch, Harper to left center, deep, warning track, gone.
All right, thank you. You're Bryce Harper.
Not a lot of doubt in that one.
Two-run shot. They would lose 5-1. So what does this all mean for the old magic number? Well, the Cubs were playing at the exact same time they were playing the A's, and they lost. The game ended right about the exact same time the Brewers game ended as well. So that means, Greg Pancake Hill, we have ourselves a new magic number.
Just one.
That's right. So the magic number is now one.
Give me the cards. I got Uno.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't even know what that means.
Anyway, so here's what happens. If the Cubs lose this afternoon, that means it's over. They've clinched the NL Central. So we could know before the game even starts tonight at AmFam Field whether there's going to be a party afterward.
Back on the road for the Green Bay Packers this weekend. How are you feeling about the kicking situation?
Give me the cards. I got Uno.
Actually, he missed two kicks. Of course, we parted ways with Anders Carlson. We've got Braden Narveson now doing the kicking for the Packers. He's been perfect on extra points, but did miss a field goal in each of the team's opening games, including a 45-yarder Sunday, which his head coach said he should have made. Matt LaFleur also asked how patient he's going to be with his new kicker.
Well, it's a better question for Goody, but from my perspective, I'd say pretty patient. You know, I like his mentality. I like his talent. And there's going to be some ups and downs, and hopefully it, you know, there's more ups than downs.
Yeah, Packers play in Nashville this weekend. Hopefully more ups than downs, Coach. Yes.
He's a type 1 diabetic.
My wife pointed that out. He had a CGM
on one arm.
That's like a monitor?
That checks your blood sugar. And then he had on his other, his Omnipod, I think it was. So that actually is providing him his insulin that he uses.
So he can. So he does not want to end up in the mix of like
one of those can
something gets blocked. And
I mean, it's easy to replace, but yeah, if he gets hit just right, one of those could come flying off.
Right. And Badgers women's volleyball 3-1 winners over Marquette. That was at the Kohl Center. 7:20 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Coming up next, yes, the Packers, barring the absolute absurd unforeseen, are going to the playoffs.
Yeah, Brewers.
Brewers. Well, also maybe the Packers. Okay, so playoff tickets are going to go on sale on Friday. What we know about that and how you can get early access to those tickets, that is coming up next.
Come with me now.
What's that magic number again? Yes, one.
One.
A division championship and a trip to the postseason for your Milwaukee Brewers imminent. And you can be there. Tickets go on sale Friday for the postseason with a special event to celebrate and catch Brewers Fever if you don't have it already. Want to get you information on the timing of that, how you get the tickets, and some of the cool stuff to experience at the end of this week. Joining us live this morning is Brewers Chief Operating Officer Marty Ronsky. Morning, Marty.
Good morning, you guys.
Hey, before we get to all that important information, can we just offer our condolences? You know, we reported last week Hank the Ballpark Pup passed away. He has been a part of your family since we all sort of adopted him 10 years ago, but your family was the one that took him into your home, and feel badly for you.
Thanks. Thanks. We all really, really appreciate that. You know, the community has been unbelievable. Just the messages and everything we've received over the last several days. He was our buddy. I always say he carried a little twinkle, a little magic. And if we can carry that forward, hey, you know, we all know it takes a little magic to win a season, and MLB is all about magic. So hopefully Hank gives us a little extra twinkle of that.
Marty, it was pretty neat. We spoke with Rick Schlesinger last week right after the news, and he even said at that point that they were getting so many emails and calls about condolences. That's pretty sweet.
It's unbelievable, honestly, and the stories. You know, we did a lot of work with Hank even as he got older, just visiting, you know, people who he was, you know, for whatever reason, people connect to animals and connected to him. He was really special to people, and our family loved sharing that with everyone. But the messages have been incredible.
Talking with Marty Ronsky, she's the Brewers Chief Operating Officer. So right now it's kind of interesting because we don't know where the Brewers will land in the postseason. We don't know if we would end up playing two, possibly three games in a wild card or what might happen after that. So how does it work with tickets that will go on sale Friday?
Yeah, so this Friday, Vince, we're going to do a really special event from 6 to 9 a.m. We're doing a prep rally drive-through event at the ballpark in the parking lot. So on your way to work, come on through. We're selling early from 6 to 9. It's an advance sale. First round tickets. So whatever that may be, we're selling first round tickets in advance. We're going to do brats and a Brewers car flag giveaway as you do the drive through. We've got Ravignon. We've got Donald Driver. We have Murph's going to be out there with us. We've got a number of Badgers athletes with us as well, just really to create a huge celebration and a prep rally. So that's from 6 to 9 a.m. You can make advance purchases that morning. And then at 10 a.m., if you're not able to come out and join us, 10 a.m., you can jump online and you can buy your first round postseason tickets. And whatever that first round ends up being, you know, that's what you're buying. And we're going to get everybody in-house to pack it. It makes such a huge difference to the players, to the energy in the ballpark. So Friday morning it is.
So, Marty, just so I'm clear, when you say first round, if Brewers fans are buying these tickets, that would be for if we make the wild card, or would that be for if we end up one of the top two seeds, would that be technically the second round?
I'm going to say exactly to what you just said, Vince. So, right, you're technically
whatever we host
buying,
first, these would be the tickets for that.
Whatever we host first.
Okay.
Exactly. So if you buy wild card, right, that's how we're going in. If you're buying wild card, that would just roll over if we're not playing any wild card games, right? Whatever you paid would roll over to that first round of this next series. And then if there's incremental, we'll follow up with everybody and get that handled. It'll be smooth as silk. But for right now, because we're in sort of this in-between, we'd love to buy, but right now we're getting people in there early so that the house is packed for wild card, if that's what it is.
And just to reiterate, Marty, that Murph is going to be out there. The kid, Robin Yount, is going to be out there when people drive through, and even Donald Driver.
You've got it, and more. Our staff's going to be out there. We've got other athletes from across the state of Wisconsin coming out. I think we've got everybody really behind this, undoubtedly. And so it's just going to be a really special morning. We shot to get everybody. If everybody can come on through and drive on through on their way to work, you know, only in Wisconsin do we do a brat between the hours of 6 and 9 a.m.
breakfast
sausage.
Come on
out and do it, right? We've got our amazing partners at Johnsonville are doing this with us. And then, honestly, guys, you know, postseason tickets, yes, those are going on sale. But the rest of the regular season, we've got, you know, just a few weeks here to get ourselves to the end of the month. And it's going to be just Celebration Central at the ballpark. It really is. There are so many special things going on. We've got College Night, Puffy Vest Giveaway, Hispanic Heritage Day, such a big deal. And then Fan Appreciation Day on the 28th as well. So many exciting things leading up. As we're going to celebrate that clinch here one way or another. I'm hoping for today, but we knock on wood and we do all those other things that the crazy people in baseball like myself do.
Do you and the other front office types, do you dip into the locker room celebration, or do you do your own thing?
Well, it's usually our own. You know, certain folks dip. It just depends on the nature of things, but we can certainly celebrate in a very big way ourselves. And we'll be doing that with the entire state, we hope. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. You know, we knock on wood and all those good things.
All right. It's imminent. But it's happening.
Yeah, imminent.
It's
yes.
imminent. It's happening, guys. Like, I'm not even going to let my, like, wearing the same socks for, you know, a month straight, not even going to let that get in the way of this, right? It's happening, and now we've got to get folks in-house. We need, you know, to create that magic again for the postseason. It's a really big deal. So we so appreciate our fans everywhere. And if you can't come through, again, you can come through and buy them early on Friday. But if you can't drive through at the ballpark, 10 a.m., it's brewers.com/postseason. Easy as pie to jump on and buy first round.
Marty, appreciate your time this morning. Looking forward to Friday.
Awesome. Hope to see you guys there.
Okay, you're home of the
Thank
Milwaukee
you,
Brewers, 620 WTMJ. We will have extensive live coverage from that event on Friday through our show, including those special guests and an update on available tickets. So going to be a big day Friday, 731, Wisconsin's Morning News. Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering is our guest on Brewers 360 at 745.
We have another situation where one song sounds a little bit too much like another song. Miley Cyrus sued over similarities between one of her tunes and one by Bruno Mars.
At issue, the Miley Cyrus hit song, Flowers. I can buy myself flowers. Which seems to have similarities, lyrically and musically, with the 2013 Bruno Mars song, When I Was Your Man. I should have bought you flowers. But it's not Mars suing Miley, it's the company Tempo Music Investments, which acquired the catalog of When I Was Your Man co-writer Philip Lawrence. The suit says Flowers wouldn't exist without When I Was Your Man, and it asked for monetary damages from Cyrus, her co-writers, record labels, stores that sold the music, and streaming platforms. Jason Athenson, ABC News.
I don't think Hollywood. This one goes the distance.
No, those are different songs.
Yeah.
That took about 2 seconds.
And it wasn't even Bruno Mars. He's not even involved in this. So
case dismissed. This news report brought to you by Steinhoffels. Visit them at steinhoffels.com. Friday morning. You know what that is?
Pep rally.
Probably our next best chance for rain.
Oh.
And maybe one of the only ones until maybe a chance on Sunday. Here's your Storm Team forecast. High of 86 degrees today. Sunshine. Lakeside high of 81. Low temperatures in the low 60s if you're by the lake. And mid-50s inland. Pretty much the same deal for Thursday, but Friday morning, chance of a shower and storm. Otherwise, partly cloudy, high of 82. So that's that, pretty much. Then you got a high of an 80 on Saturday, 78 the high Sunday, with, it says here, PM rain chance. So
chance.
Afternoon, evening, and a chance. But man, not a drop lately. Which, again, if you're watering your garden, what's left of that in your lawn, and you feel good about it, then this has been fantastic. 1 minute from now, Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering joins us on Brewers 360. That's next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Put him back. Put him back for now. Yeah, those are the champagne bottles right there. hold on, just keep them cool. We can put them on ice later. Yeah,
they were out, and then they were sort of slowly slid back in.
Put it back in the ice. Yeah. For now, the Brewers fall to the Phillies 5-1. However, the Cubs also lost yesterday, so that means the magic number is very low. Where are we at, Pancakes?
Just one.
And the Cubs play this afternoon. Brewers play tonight right here on WDTMJ.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive and Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering on the line with us this morning.
Are those champagne bottles?
They are.
In the background?
They were being put back on the ice.
Yeah, we're putting them on ice for now.
Okay. Fine. Those are going to be nice and chilly for tonight at some point. Or maybe this afternoon. You never know.
So
have to pop some bottles this afternoon.
Will they? That would be awesome.
What are they going to do? Like take a sip before they play tonight if the Cubs manage to sort of allow them to back in?
No chance. But I'm not saying they're backing in. This is not a back-in situation. They've got a 10-game lead. So that is not
which
a
they earned. Okay, fair. I mean,
they've totally earned it. But I think the celebration, if the Cubs win or the Cubs lose today, they are going to pop champagne after the ballgame no matter what happens. Doubt they take a sip before the game. Doubt.
Okay. So we know for sure then. So if the Cubs lose this afternoon, which isn't that far-fetched, believe it or not, then fans, if you don't already have tickets, you might as well go buy some. You're going to see a party tonight.
Exactly right. Absolutely right. And then postseason tickets go on sale on Friday at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
So you got all the above. It's all good. All gravy at this point.
Man, Levo, I was at the game yesterday, and even though I watched the night before and I'm well aware of who the Phillies are and all that, maybe when you're sitting there in the yard and up on the giant scoreboard, they have the lineup, the batting lineup for the Phillies, and you're forced to stare at it. Boy, it really hit me. These guys got a lot of really good players.
Yeah, they are really good. They're very talented. They've been very talented all season long. Man, they got after that really fast start, and they never really slowed. They had a bit of a sputter maybe around the All-Star break, right after the All-Star break, but they've figured it out. They've got very few holes in that lineup. If you could point a finger at anything, maybe center field is really a hole. But their bullpen is fantastic. They've got two of the best starters in Major League Baseball. Saw one of them last night, Zach Wheeler. He's a stud, and Aaron Nola goes today. They've got three of the top seven guys in innings in Major League Baseball. With Christopher Sanchez and that mix, too. That's a very talented team. But the Brewers have played them tough, with the exception of yesterday, and even yesterday it was a close game. Every game the Brewers have played against the Phillies has been a good game.
So what do you do tonight? Are you scheduled to be in clubhouse if there is a celebration? Did you bring a second pair of clothes that you put on? What's your plan?
So I'm on radio today, and it kind of is TBD on whether Bob's going to be there. Bob was on the call last night.
Yeah.
It was great. Always great to have him on the call. Waiting to see whether he's going to be on the call today. So if he is, then I'll be on the radio and finishing up the radio call, and we'll have a combination of probably Josh and Lane in the clubhouse doing interviews. If Bob is not there, then I'll finish up the call, and I'll probably just go down and celebrate and Lane will be on the post-game show, and me and Josh will be downstairs. So it'll be kind of TBD at this moment.
Do you put on the old jacket?
I have never done that. I've never worn the poncho. I do have a pair of goggles that I might ski goggles that doubled as champagne goggles from a couple of years ago. I may bring those down, but probably not. I usually just go in there, and I want to experience all of it.
Let it
if
burn.
I'm able to be down there.
You think Murph's going to have his kids in there? We did ask him, and he's like, you know, it's not what it used to be, but it's still fairly irreverent. Might not be a great place. Eric asked if he was going to let him smoke a stogie.
Oh, my gosh.
See your kid in the corner. Hey, put that down.
All I see is Judge Smale's kid taking a sip out of everything, and then he gets a cigarette butt.
Spalding.
Spalding. Come on.
Spalding, no.
No, they will have some non-alcoholic beverages available for Jackson Cheerios.
That's right.
He's not able to drink the booze, so Maybe there'll be some grape juice for Murphy's kids. You never know.
Eric and I discussed this. I thought if Jackson, now his family has been in town, right, to some degree. Like, if his mom or dad were there, couldn't he drink?
Maybe.
Do you want your mom to send a note down to the clubhouse? It's okay if Jackson has one.
Yeah, that used to be the old rule, right?
I don't know.
You could drink in Wisconsin when you were 16, or 18, if you had a parent with you, right? So that's a great question. I think that if Mom and Papa Churio are around, they may have a celebratory beverage after the big celebration inside the clubhouse. The way exactly.
All right, this time next week, for sure, we're talking about how the race for one of those top two seeds is really shaping up. Thanks, Level. Enjoy tonight, man.
You got it, guys. Take it easy.
Idea Man.
Because it was our off day. It was a Tuesday. Then we went in on Wednesday, and none of us as players, coaches, had any concept of what was going to happen.
Innovative.
Just the raw emotions of being at Lambeau Field that night. And when Chris Gizzi, you know, who had served our country, carried that flag out.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Trying to get back to some normalcy, and everybody was in it together. It was a really powerful night at Lambeau.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Hey, Tausch, news just broke this week that Tua Tagovailoa, he's the quarterback of the Dolphins. We now know officially that he's being put on injured reserve after suffering his third documented concussion. And he's had some bad ones on television that everyone has seen. What's your take on that and what his future looks like? That he's had three concussions that we know of, but man, this guy's been taking just massive hits to the head.
Yeah, you know what? When that all played out, I think, last week, everybody was telling him to retire. And I got a little bit irritated by that because obviously you want his health to be at the top of the list. But this is something he's chased and has dreamt about being, and it should be him and his family's decision, not anybody else's. But I do think, you know, players need protection from themselves because he's going to want to get back out there and play. So I thought from the Dolphins' perspective, they screwed up big time the last time this happened. He had the concussion. I think they actually ended up playing the Packers the week after, and he ended up with another concussion right after. And that's always the part that's the most delicate for players, is right after. You have to be super conscious, and I think that's where the NFL has stepped in and put some mandates in place as far as, you know, independent neurological people. So in hearing that the Dolphins put him on IR, that takes away the questioning every week. It takes it out of his hands that he could say he can play. So now you get that month to kind of let that brain recover, go through the process. But if I'm his family, I'm very cautious about it. But you also realize this is his dream. This is what he wants to do. And if he is cleared and the doctors say he's good to go, I think he should be able to go back out there and play. But it's such a tricky personal thing. And the thing about the whole the national conversation the last week, I just didn't like other players and coaches jumping in and telling him what he should do, because one of the rules of playing, you know, professional sports, or at least unwritten rule, is you don't talk about people's money and you don't talk about the career. You know, you don't get into that. That's for pundits and everything else. And that was the part last week that kind of made me a little bit, you know, off put me a little bit.
Seen a few guys around the league, Tausch, not a lot, but a few wearing that extra layer over the helmet that is now being worn, I think, pretty much during practices, but a few guys have made that decision to wear it during games.
Yeah, it was weird because when you first saw it, I think it was two training camps ago, you'd see this guardian cap being played. And listen, man, I think, you know, everybody always wants, you know, the old saying, look good, feel good, play good. I think that all goes out the window, and especially, you know, I remember Aaron Rodgers when he had a couple of concussions, went with that big, you know, bigger helmet, and it looked a little goofy, but that has to be at the top of the, you know, the food chain when it comes to what you need to wear. I think it's awesome that the NFL is allowing guys to do that, because their uniform policy, you know, if you don't have a sock up the right length, you get fined. now all of a sudden you're allowing guardian caps to be put on, and they're putting like a cap over the top of it to make it look like the helmet. So the safer and the more stuff that you can put in place that will limit some of this head trauma, I'm all in on.
Man, I'm old enough to have gone to Milwaukee Admirals games when they didn't require helmets.
No helmets.
There's still dudes running around out there with no helmet.
Teeth flying everywhere and everything else. Yeah. And it's always funny, and especially in the hockey world, because you're like, well, why wouldn't I look at me and my son plays? Why wouldn't you wear a cage? And then you talk to the pros, oh, you got to be able to see and all this other stuff. But then everybody's got 16 teeth missing, and you're like, maybe you should have wore a cage. That might have been a better option.
You sound quiet today, Tausch. Are you being held against your will? Do we need to be concerned? Or
blink twice.
You okay?
Are you talking like
tell Pancake you're okay.
Pancake, wink, wink, three winks. I'm okay.
Thanks, my friend. We'll talk tomorrow.
See you guys.